leaders.
Can the city survive Brexit? The biggest international financial centre in the world faces its toughest test.
The world has a handful of great commercial hubs. Silicon Valley dominates technology. For electronics, head to Shenzhen. The home of luxury is Paris, and the capital of outsourcing is Bangalore in India. One of the mightiest clusters of all is London, which hosts the globe's largest international financial centre. Within a square mile on the Thames, a multinational firm can sell $5 billion of shares in 20 minutes, or a European start-up can raise seed finance from Asian pensioners. You can insure container ships or a pop star's vocal cords. Companies can hedge the risk that a factory anywhere on the planet will face a volatile currency or hurricanes and a rising sea level a decade from now. This metropolis of money, known as the City, generates £120 billion, that's $152 billion, of output a year, as much as Germany's car industry. Because it allocates capital and distributes risk at a vast scale, its influence is global. But now, with a no-deal conclusion looking increasingly likely after a change of leader of the Conservative Party, Brexit threatens to rupture Britain's financial links with the European Union. If Labour wins the next election under Jeremy Corbyn, Britain will also end up with its most left-wing government since 1945, one that is deeply hostile to capital and markets. Either outcome would make the EU poorer and damage London's position. Together, they could change the workings of the global financial system.